This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Come on, man.
A pop-up to opposite field to go out of the park now.
Bistros right, and loyal.
He needs that, man. He almost got ejected on balls and strikes yesterday. That's where he hit. He has arrived. Yeah, man, he needs it in the worst way. But they are down 8-4. 8-4 in the ninth. As it was a 5-4 game. And by the way, five earned runs attached to Hunter Brown in his roughest start of the season. But he's been,
oh my God,
he's been amazing up to this point. So he gets he gets kind of a tough one. And by the way, if you watched it, there were some tough hits in there, some grounders that just got through, maybe a couple of errors that may have been called errors, but not. And then he gave up a couple of fly balls that just found themselves to the seat. I haven't seen things carry like that in a long time. Yes! Yes, Christian!
God, you scared the hell out of me, man.
How about it? Christian with a solid single, baby.
We'll take it.
There you go, 8.
Still going to lose this damn ball game, but we'll take it.
You never know. This is how it gets started. Got to get, but him. You got to get him going.
Bro, this squad ain't about to score 4 runs in any damn inning.
You got... Damn it, Tyler.
Don't you crap on my this face and where, tell me it's a Hershey.
This is where Tyler is in the space of
graphic.
Tyler's in the space of where my mother is. I can't watch the games with my mom. I can't watch them with her. I cannot watch them.
I'd love to watch a ball game with Teresa.
It is like I just get over there and Trey loses it too.
Any game or a game y'all are fans of?
Man, like, okay. Man.
I thought you meant the Astros game. Say, damn, Teresa gets passionate about the Astros?
We're watching the Royals and Giants last night. Oh, here comes Vinny to strike out.
Is that my boy wrong?
Sal's hurt. I don't know why they're... I'm just like, Mom. I said, you know, they are 7 games above 500. my God. Boy, Tyler, they ain't about to score. Here we go. Jake in here. Super Jake. 310 Jake is up, baby. Maybe not 310 anymore, but he's up. He's above 300. He's up. We'll keep you updated on that. But there it is. They needed that. He is now 4 for his last 39. Is Christian
the arrow's
Walker.
Pointed up?
That was best.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
That was top notch. That's what gets you in the top 8, right there. All right. Clint, we're looking at this defense, and we have high expectations for this defense, and I don't think there should be any fear, nerves, or concerns about how good the Texans' defense is. But the strength of this defense, what it has been, Clint, I believe, that D-line, like it has been the edge rushers, it has been that up front. But, Clint, that may be shifting when you look at, and we got to give Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans credit for this because they've built this secondary in a major way. And now it looks like that. I mean, you got Jimmy Ward on the bench potentially. Like that is,
thanks guys.
You know, that is something crazy when you're looking at what they have at the cornerback position. As we know, and how they can be multiple, and the safeties, and you got Petrie and Gardner Johnson and Kalen Bullock. There's a lot that they could do there, Clint. This secondary, Clint, might be the best group that they have on the team. This may be the best spot, best thing on this team right now.
Oh, I don't think.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't think it's might be, Ron. I think it's without a doubt. I mean, obviously, you've got a pair of great defensive ends. But when you start looking at the rest of the defensive line, and no disrespect, not minimizing at all, but to me, it just pales in comparison to the secondary. Whether you're looking at the veterans that make plays, you look at the top-end player, you look at the depth, you look at the youth that – have a really high floor with a real associated, combined with a really high ceiling. This secondary is, I mean, it's got a chance to. You said this, Ron, I think maybe after they acquired, was it CJ Gardner Johnson? I think it was before that. Who was he? But anyway, the point was, you said, man, this secondary's got a chance to be the best secondary in football.
Yeah.
The closer we get to camp, the more you look at it, I don't know that there's not a real shot for this secondary to be the driving force of how D'Amico Ryans gets this team to the next level. It's going to be a defensive-driven team, but when you have a secondary, it's not just a couple of guys that can play man. It's not just a couple of lockdown corners. It is one of the best, if not the best, corner in the game. It is another one in Kamari Lassiter that had a tremendous rookie year that is one of the better corners in the league NFL-wide, at least after 1 year. Jalen Petrie is a high-end nickel defender. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is as clutch and a playmaker as you're going to find at the safety position. Got a nose for the ball, got a knack for making plays. And Kalen Bullock, I think the sky's the limit for this kid. I think we saw a great rookie year. There's a chance that he could be significantly better than we ever thought he could be in year two, right? And where I get really excited is the rest of this group. We've seen in the past where the secondary, somebody goes down, whether it's Derek Stingley Jr., whoever goes down, and all of a sudden, boy, you're playing guys that are predominantly special team guys that are really, you've got to cater your defense to them. Right now, you look at the depth on this team, guys. Jalen Smith is a third-round corner out of USC. I really like him. He's got a chance to allow this secondary to go to a whole nother level, because you put Bullock at nickel defender and Jalen Smith at the outside corner, or vice versa, because Kalen Smith and Lassiter have both played nickel defender, both have played outside. There's some serious flexibility there. Ronald Darby, a backup corner that I would think is better than most backup corners. Tremont Smith, who's a speedster that's predominantly special teams. But when you can run like him, you are a really good backup corner. And then you mentioned Jimmy Ward potentially being a guy that comes off the bench because you acquired C.J. Gardner-Johnson. This secondary just has a real chance to run, be definitely one of the top three secondaries in football, if not the best.
Ronald Darby and Jimmy Ward are, come on, are fighting for time. Yeah. Jimmy, the Chiefs have one of the best defenses in football. Jimmy Ward would start for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And he's got how many? He's got Gardner Johnson, Bullock, Petrie. That is depth and a lot of mix of things. Jimmy Ward is capable of covering slots, which means you could potentially use Petrie to blitz, or Lassiter is capable of covering slots where Smith can go outside or Darby can go outside. Yep. And you can just you can be aggressive with those guys, and you can be aggressive with your front seven because you feel really good about the back end.
Yeah.
And I just, Bullock's only going to get better.
Yeah. I mean, you just look at the Texan secondary. And you've got the number one player in the secondary, again, is one of, if not the best corner in football right now, in Derek Stingley, right? You've got two guys going into the second year that played well above the expected ceiling in year one in Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassen. Again, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, as clutch as there is in the league, and then when you add Jalen Smith and you add Ronald Darby and you add Tremont Smith and you add Jimmy Ward, now all of a sudden you've got an entire secondary that is going to have the ability, and I'm talking about borderline elite ability, to play man and lock your receivers up. They're going to have the ability to obviously play zone and be a problem with the length and the speed and the different guys that play with a high level of instincts. And then you're going to, okay, how about pressure? When you talk about Jalen Petrie coming off the nickel, it's a different level of pressure. The instincts are through the roof. Even if you move Kamari Lassiter in there, the instincts are through the roof. You've got the ability to pressure the quarterback, right? And then you look at the depth with all these guys that can be backups. It's just going to be hard for this secondary not to be one of the best, if not the best, in the league this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you could withstand two injuries. You could, I mean, not knock on wood. Hopefully you don't have to, but you could withstand a couple of injuries. You got serious position flexibility.
You're not in a situation where Kamari Lassiter gets hurt for a couple of games and you play.
You're playing reserve.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the hell. I can't remember that guy, but it just killed him against Green Bay.
And I do want to mention this. The reason I bring up the secondary, the reason we bring up the secondary is because if you look at the wide receiver groups that the Texans are going to play this year, and we can just look at the wide receiver groups that they're going to play in those first five games that I think are going to let us know a lot about the Texans before the bye. We got the bye week six. It's Puka Nacua and Davante Adams week one. It's Evans, Godwin, and Abuka, the rookie out of Ohio State in week two. It's Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter in week three. It's Ridley and Lockett, and remember the Titans now have Lockett in week four, and Flowers and Hopkins in week five. I mean, you got the ability to really, I mean, mix things up against that level of player. Remember, there was a time, Ron, when we were looking at this group. You look at this group and you go, boy, I mean, you're gonna have to travel Derek Stingley Jr. on Evans. You're gonna have to travel him on Adams. You're gonna have to travel him on Thomas, on Brian Thomas. You're gonna have to travel him on Ridley. Like I look at these groups now and I'm like, none of these guys, they scare me. They're still great players, but with this secondary, you look at it and go, man, we can throw the playbook at them. We can mix and match. We can disguise coverage. We can literally throw the playbook at these big time quarterback receiver combos and cause real problems. Where I don't know that I've covered a Texans team that could do that.
Well, listen, as you say, you respect these opponents,
sure,
but you don't go into it like, man, we got problems.
Yeah,
like agreed. we have to play differently, or we have to. No, they've got a lot of different angles and different things that they could do. So, and they play some great. You talked about those throughout the season. They play some teams that have some great weapons. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch that group play coming up. All right, we've talked a lot about this defense, but let's move over to the offense here. And the Texans offense, and we heard somebody speak about this yesterday, Pro Football Focus, talk about their slow start. If that is true, potentially when you look at the new pieces and the new offense as a whole,
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.